This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hi, hey, how are you? 4:01. The time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. halfway around the world. In Korea, we're at 3 o'clock this morning. The Padres will begin the 2024 Major League Baseball season. The game is finally upon us. Padres and Dodgers. We are having a watch party at 7 Mile Casino. It is in off the 5 freeway in Chula Vista, and I mean right off the 5 freeway. So get on the 5, get down to Chula Vista. I gotta look at the exit for you. That'd be nice if I gave everybody the exit.
I get a little nervous because people get lost, and then they'll be like, well, Chris Ello just told me to turn right off the freeway.
It is right off the freeway.
Right
off the freeway.
Okay.
7 Mile Casino.
I'm just going to follow your directions, and if I show up, I get
there.
I mean,
it's right off the freeway. I don't know what else to tell you. It's right there.
Just give me the exit.
You get off at... looks like, I don't know, E Street?
This doesn't help me at all.
Yeah. Not helping me either.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to try it myself. Let's see.
Just put in your own directions. You'll find
it. Oh, now we're all of a sudden back to that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's basically between E and F Street.
Okay.
On the 5.
That sounds great.
On the 5.
That sounds great.
Sorry. I'm just trying to get everybody there. We're going to be there at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you're dialing in for Chris vs. the Fans, hang up. We're going to play a little later. No Chris vs. the Fans right now. Scraby made an executive decision. He's the producer of the program.
Well, there's a good reason for it.
The reason is for the surprise that we have for you. The problem is we don't yet have that surprise.
Not yet.
So we're hanging on and waiting for it. While we wait for the surprise...
It's off E Street, Chris.
Yeah.
If you would just
check... Between E and F.
Yes. Our group text just let you know, so.
All right. It's between E and F. Wagner 19, Howard 10. That's the first game in the NCAA tournament. They have 10 and a half minutes to play in the first half of that game, if you're keeping an eye on it. Later on, Colorado State plays Virginia. While we wait for our surprise, let's get you caught up on a couple of things. NFL, still a big story. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my gosh.
The next vice president of the United States. And I heard that Aaron Rodgers taking himself out of consideration for that, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, according to TMZ, which is my, go-to
gosh.
News source.
I'm over TMZ.
Don't ever be over TMZ. You'll never know anything.
They're creating their own click culture by saying, Kate Middleton's alive. Here's the video. And then in the next blog post, is the video real?
Get out of here. TMZ is the only media outlet I can trust these days. Aaron Rodgers has a new pass catching target.
Yes, he does. And everybody wants you to know about it.
Football Jets. Yeah, I know. A lot of Jet fans are like sending notes into the chat. Hey, Chris, look out.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the Jets.
That's right.
Dolphins better be worried.
That's right.
The Dolphins are worried anyway. They have plenty to be worried about.
They're just worried creatures to begin with.
Yes. But I don't think you have to worry any extra about Mike Williams, former Charger receiver signing with the Jets. Has a maximum value of $15 million, one-year contract. Mike Williams is not going to make that. He will be lucky to make $15. Staying healthy long enough.
I mean,
if you're a Jet fan, you don't want to hear this, but Mike Williams has yet to play even more than a half a season once in his whole career.
That's my first
thought.
What
makes you think that he's going to do it this year?
Yeah, that's my first thought. How many games is he going to play? And it's not his fault, but he does miss a lot of games. And he's going to make the Jets better when he's there and playing.
He's played seven seasons. He's caught 31 touchdowns. That's an average of about four touchdowns a year.
That's not bad, actually, for a guy who's played so few games.
Well, my point is that's how little he plays.
Yeah.
He's never made the Pro Bowl. I'm not worried about Mike Williams. Now, I know Aaron Rodgers can make anybody good, but if that's really the case, then what are you wasting $15 million on Mike Williams for? Just send anybody out there. If Aaron Rodgers is so good, he can just make you great. Mike Williams, I'm not a fan.
Well, the
I'm really not. I'm not a fan of guys that can't play. Your best ability is your availability.
I agree with you.
And he has no ability because he's never available.
I 100% agree with you. Now, the rumor is that the Chargers, with Keenan Allen trading him to the Bears, rumor is they asked him to take a pay cut. He said no, and then they traded him.
By the way, yeah, well, that's Charger football. What is Justin Herbert? Who is he planning to throw the ball to?
I have no idea.
There's nobody
Quentin
left.
Johnson.
That guy was awful.
He was not good.
The TCU kid?
Yeah, he was not good.
He was terrible.
I don't know who they're going to... Are they planning on drafting a wide receiver? Because it always works out to have rookie wide receivers as your go-to
and
guy.
People say, well, the Chargers don't need a wide receiver now because Harbaugh doesn't care.
That's what they say, yes.
Yeah, well, they're stupid.
Okay.
You need wide receivers in this day and age of the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
That's and Harbaugh's not silly enough to not know that.
That's how you move the ball.
Yeah. Chargers are going to, they're just going to suck. I know it's all, you know, Harbaugh's going to change the whole culture and change everything. I don't believe it until I see it. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either.
I really don't. Jerry Jeudy, that was last week. The one that surprised me that I did not know was Marquise Hollywood Brown. Chiefs.
Yes.
You know, if I was a wide receiver, that's where I'd want to sign. Put me on that team. Let me run around and have Patrick Mahomes lay it right in my hands.
And I'll take the veteran minimum so I can win a Super Bowl.
Yeah. Smart move, I think,
if you're
Hollywood Brown.
Hollywood Brown has not lived up to his hype.
He's only getting $11 million for 1 year. That's not a lot.
For a wide receiver, that's good money. That's good money.
All right. Rashee Rice is the guy in Kansas City, though. At least he looked like he was going to be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. So. Who's their... Oh, Pacheco is the running back. Yes, Rashee Rice is definitely looking... he's on my list of guys I need on my fantasy football team.
Rashee Rice? Yeah, well, you're the champ, so we'll just make way for you.
Yeah, the champ is here.
And let you add whoever you want
to
your roster.
The double champ is here.
You are the double champ. All right, I'm stalling a little bit because I'm waiting.
Let's just do it.
Do what?
The game.
Oh, Chris versus the fans?
Yeah.
Oh, after all that, we're going to make everybody call back now?
Well, they will.
They all hung up.
It's not going to be a big deal. They will. And if we have to cancel the game, we cancel the game in the middle of it. We're just going to do this, though, because we got to play and do something.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. 833-288-0973. Give us a call right now. The rules for this game, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player...
You're on your own on this one.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you mad at me?
No, I'm just kind of... This whole segment has kind of been a little crazy.
It has. We knew that
we promised we promised a surprise that we did not deliver on. So I'm kind of frustrated by that.
It's okay, Chris. We will have the surprise. Why don't you just... Do you want to tell people what the surprise was?
Yes, Tony was going to join us from Korea, but yes. We haven't been able to hook up with him
and
yet.
He's on like a meeting. He's got a million things going on, so yeah. We're going to talk with him as soon as we can.
All right.
But that was our surprise, and it didn't work out. But we tried, people. We tried to give you a surprise.
Yeah. In the meantime, we're going to play Chris versus the chance to potentially qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, the Fontainebleau Hotel. Dinner for two. All that goes with that.
Yes, you have to make it through. I already read that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
If you're a first time, well, I already did that.
You did that too.
All right.
So let's just
play
ball.
Man, this whole segment has really thrown all of us off, Chris.
Yeah, it has.
All right, let's go to our first contestant.
Who's I don't feel like I'll be able to answer a question now.
Let's go with Riley.
Hey, Riley. Hello, how are you? Welcome to an impromptu version of Chris versus the Fans.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, sir.
You ready to play?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Should be easy. What team did Blake Snell sign with yesterday?
The dirty San Francisco Giants.
Oh, boy. That was harsh.
I mean, it's not dirty, but...
Why did you buzz him?
I'm just kidding. Chris is really upset right now.
The whole segment is going cattywampus now, and now you're buzzing correct answers.
Because he said the dirt. Okay.
I'm very confused.
All right. Here we go. I'm sorry, Riley, you're in the middle of this, but question number two. Since the year 2000, who's hit the most home runs for the Padres?
I'll go Manny.
Manny Machado. Stay there.
I don't even really have a good guess.
Really?
Honestly, my mind's not working right now.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that's good news for our caller, for Riley. San Diego Padres, home run leader since 2000?
Yes.
Jeez. They haven't won anything since 2000. I don't even have the foggiest idea. Fernando Tatis Jr. I don't know.
You know, Chris, this doesn't need to affect you so much.
Who is it?
Oh, I just deleted it. Adrian Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
He was ahead by just a little bit. Manny could easily break that this season.
All right. Very good.
All right.
Final on you go, Riley.
Question for Riley. Three players had 200 hits last season. Name all three.
Three players in what? Major League Baseball?
Yeah, you get 200 hits in basketball.
Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay.
Mookie Betts.
Okay.
And Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman. Stay there. Chris has to get it right.
I'll say Ronald Acuna Jr.
Okay.
Luis Arraez.
Okay.
And Freddie Freeman.
Sorry, Riley. That is correct. Riley said Mookie Betts, but that's not it. It was Luis Arraez.
Yes. Don't forget about him.
Yeah.
Don't forget about him.
He had over 200 hits in only 147 games, so that's kind of cool. Let's go to Mac. Mac, hello.
Yeah. How are you doing?
Hi, Mac. Pretty good. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, ready.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Hopefully you're listening a little bit earlier. Which TV channel did we reference as the one you watch once a year for March Madness?
I don't think he was listening earlier, but he figured it out.
He did figure it out. That was good stuff.
Good job, Mac.
All right, Mac. Here we go. Question number two. What NL Central team has hit the most home runs in baseball since 2000?
Wow, 2000.
Central.
I gave you the league.
Gave you the division.
Yeah,
that's pretty nice.
Yes.
Better say something because he'll buzz you. He'll buzz you.
Mariners, that great National League Central team. Just kidding.
Well, he didn't give away an answer.
He did. You're right. Smart. You know what? That's on me. I jumped at that too early. Chris, what National League Central team is it the most owners of baseball?
But I know that the Great American Ballpark is a bandbox, so I will say the Reds.
Sorry, Mac.
Reds haven't been very good, but that ballpark is tiny.
It is very small.
Yeah.
Very small.
Okay.
All right. Let's go to our next contestant. Let's say Albert. I didn't get a chance to screen you, but Albert, are you there?
Is that you, Albert?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Is your name Albert?
Hi. Actually, Nick.
Nick.
All right. Nick using Albert's alias.
There we go. I'm going to put Nick right in there. There we go.
Okay, Nick.
All right, Nick, you ready?
Yeah. Also, I'm a first-time player.
And he said it properly.
Yes.
So we really appreciate that.
Here we go, Nick. Question number two.
You are the man, Nick.
There's a theme with these questions, Chris.
Uh-huh.
What AL team has won the most games since the year 2000?
Brother. Ooh. You and your 2000 thing.
I know.
I'm going to go with Yankees.
Yankees.
Nice job.
He got it. Yankees tied the ones. I wouldn't have gone with the Yankees.
Really? Who would you have gone with?
Astros.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Really,
he got it. So he's on to the final question.
Nick, you get this right, you are qualified for Las Vegas. Chris gets it wrong, you're qualified for Las Vegas. Here we go. Here's another 2000. Since the year 2000, Fernando Tatis Jr. holds the Padres single-season home run record with 42. Who is second and hit 41 homers in 2001?
Adrian Gonzalez.
Adrian Gonzalez. Stay there, Nick.
No, Chris. It's not Adrian Gonzalez.
It's not.
Oh. I thought it was a fait accompli.
No, it was not.
I thought he had that.
No, I buzzed him.
The Padres had a 40 home run hitter in 2001?
41.
41 home runs in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Getting old, Scrape. Getting old.
You're not remembering this one.
Not remembering this one at all. Don't even have a good guess. 2001. Nothing coming to me.
Wow.
Nick, good for you.
Dang. Nick, stay right there. I'm going to need to get your information in the break. The answer, Phil Nevin.
Ah, yeah. Good old Phil.
Good old Phil.
Phil will be unhappy that I forgot him, but I did.
He
forgot
41 Phil home runs.
Yeah, had some good power seasons for the Padres there for a little while.
There we go.
Those teams I've kind of put out of my mind because they didn't win too many games.
That is
back
a
in the day.
That is a bummer.
Phil Nevin, yeah, worked a game with him on radio one time.
Really?
He was a color analyst.
Okay.
Yeah.
How was that?
Fun.
All right.
If I recall, we had a good time.
If I recall.
Yeah.
You know, what's really funny about this old thing is that I've been put into a text chat group with all the kids that I went to elementary school with back in the day.
Okay.
They have so many more memories than I do, and that makes me feel very old. I don't remember anything about
text chats.
Elementary school.
Need to be eliminated.
Chris is all of a sudden not happy with the text chat.
Get rid of them.
All right.
I'll take a break. Our surprise, it isn't a surprise anymore.
We're trying.
We'll hopefully soon join us from Korea. We're trying to catch up to Tony. It's not working out the same way it did yesterday.
No, it's not.
At least not yet. But don't give up on us. Gwen and Chris continues after a check of traffic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, the worst kept secret in perhaps the show's brief history is the fact that our surprise guest is going to be Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us from Korea. Because now you all know that. And guess what? He is joining us from Korea. It is game day, Tony, for the first time in 2024. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Ready for some action. Some real action. It's pretty cool.
Any knowledge of a lineup yet or anything fun like that you can share? Or are you privy to any of that stuff?
I am privy. I don't know if I'm allowed to privy you guys.
Oh, no.
Lineup.
So this is what happens when Tony's 16 hours ahead in the world. He just gets
he
news
knows
before
who's
going to
be in the lineup tonight, and we don't.
Yes.
He can hold it over our head.
I mean, I believe the roster had to be in already.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken. So
okay. I haven't seen that, so
Not sure.
Well, is it the 31-man roster?
No, they have to pave it to 26, don't they, for the
game? It's 26.
Yeah.
It's 26, but I believe they have a taxi squad here, or somewhat of a kind of a taxi squad in case something happens. Because you're not going to be able to just fly somebody to Korea in these next 2 days if someone gets hurt. So they have some extras that they could dip into if something, if an emergency like that happens.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I will say that I woke up this morning, or yesterday at some point. I got on the elevator, and Grand Pauly was just grinning ear to ear. And I didn't put it together at first, but he happened to also be in the elevator with Mike Shield and the staff. And Mike looks at me, he goes, "Hey, we got a big leaguer on the elevator."
And like, very good.
It calculated, and he was just so happy, man. That kind of thing, seeing a dude experience that. Now, I wasn't in the room when he was told, but I was on the elevator when he got back from being told.
Yeah.
And I know that feeling. So I can't give you that little tidbit.
That never gets old, even seeing that, right? It just doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
It was cold for him because he couldn't actually call his parents because it was like sometime in the morning back at home. Like they weren't even up
that's
yet. So
funny. I would have had to wake the parents for that one.
I told him just that. I was like, "Man, you better ring that phone, wake somebody up."
Yeah.
He said he tried, no one answered.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of mothers though would panic getting a call in the middle of the night. So you don't want
that's true.
You don't want to make
that's
them nervous.
True.
But all right, well, that's exciting. What's the plan for the day? Just normal, pretty day, or is it normal, or is it no way it can be normal because it's there?
There's no way it can be normal.
Okay.
Even if we're at home, it's not. Opening day is anything but normal.
Right.
And so, as you guys know, it's usually my least favorite day of the year in terms of, you know, how much riffraff is going on before games. You can't really settle into your normal routine because there's just so much going on. I wrap my mind around it. That's probably going to be on to the 10th power here in Korea. But it's always, once the game gets rolling, it's always good.
Blake Snell signed with the Giants. I'm sure you guys saw that news.
yes.
I was saying to Scraby, I don't know if we were having an argument. Scraby was just more thinking that Blake Snell got the bad end of the deal here. And my feeling is that Scott Boras wins again. I mean, he, you know, waited it out, and finally a team basically gave into his terms, give or take a few million. But what do you think about Blake going to the Giants? I mean, we're going to get to see him again, that's for sure.
I don't know that it's give or take a few million. I mean, maybe give or take a few years.
Okay.
They got it because, I mean, what, $31 million a pop? Yeah, it isn't nothing to sneeze at. That's certainly sure. I don't know that there was a number bigger out there for him. So I think it's for both sides, right? Scott obviously gets to continue to be the agent. Although there's some discourse going on, according to the reports that came out about the PA trying to force one of the lead negotiators out of. They want him fired, basically.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys saw that story. It kind of broke during the afternoon here yesterday that a lot of the players are upset with how free agency went this year, and they want somebody to answer for it. Now, I don't know that, according to the story, Tony Clark wasn't willing to go there just yet, but there is some folks who aren't happy about how free agency went. Now, that being said, Blake gets, you know, a 2-year deal, probably not what he initially wanted, but he also gets to kind of re-enter the free agency market again, in 2 years. And so, and at the same time, he gets to make $31 million a year. I think that's a big number for him. And for, as I said, for Scott Boras, he continues to be able to say, "Hey, I get guys the top dollar." And for the Giants, I think, you know, you start to kind of pull away and look at the offseason they put together. It's shaped up to be a lot better than I think all of us initially thought it was.
Yeah. I mean, the NL West this offseason We added Yoshi Yamamoto. We added Shohei Ohtani. We added the
lefty. Teoscar Hernandez.
Teoscar Hernandez. That's the Dodgers side. We added Eugenio Suarez with the Diamondbacks.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
We added the lefty pitcher for Rodriguez, Eduardo Rodriguez for the Diamondbacks.
Yep.
And then we add all these giant guys. Matt Chapman comes into the division. Blake Snell stays in the division. I kind of feel like I'd rather have Dylan Cease at $8 million over Blake at $31 million. That's not a knock on Blake. He couldn't have been any better last year. But I think the Padres did okay in that exchange, Tony. What do you think?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you knew you were losing Blake Snell, like, so that wasn't really an option.
Right.
If you were to tell us, hey, man, you guys, we know we're not going to be able to sign Blake Snell, but we are going to add Dylan Cease to the rotation instead. I think everybody takes that, knowing that you can't have Blake Snell, right? So I think that's as I said when the deal went down, we talked yesterday, that's a big coup for the Padres, being able to add him to their rotation, not just this year, but also next year. You know, he's still under control. So I think given the circumstances, given the money, it's a good deal. It's a good trade-off, I guess.
Pretty good. Good as you're going to get for sure. Tony is calling the game tonight at 3 in the morning. We're going to be watching down at the 7 Mile Casino. We're having a viewing party.
Are you guys going to be able to stay awake?
I will, but can you believe this? Does this surprise you that Chris has been gung-ho, I am going, for like the past week now? He is definitely going to this.
I'm not
going
to...
Chris, is there a game plan for this for you? Are you going to take a nap at some point? No.
No, I have no game plan. I'm just going to go to sleep at my normal time, and I'll wake up in the middle of the night. I always do.
Oh, okay.
Instead of going back to sleep, I'll just put some clothes on and drive down to the 7 Mile Casino. That's my plan.
Thank you for putting clothes on, Chris.
I will put clothes on, Scraby. Ha ha. You are just hilarious.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, you're welcome. No, that's my plan.
Tony, we need you back.
I know. Scraby and I are at each other's throats. We can't stand
We were yelling
each other
at each other about Blake Snell and Scott Boros earlier.
It's not Boros. Pronounce it right, will you?
Oh, I'm the one.
Learn how to pronounce the guy's name.
He's only been Scott Boros for, I don't know, 5 years now.
Let me tell you something. Scraby had one of the all-time disaster questions today. Sorry, I have to. We had a guy from UAB on yesterday, earlier in the show, talking about the Blazers. Scraby asked him, what is your nickname? Are you guys the Dragons? I'm like, way to be prepared.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
I did. It was very embarrassing. I didn't know how to recover. Because
he also asked Elijah Saunders what the meaning of life was, basically.
I did not.
Poor Elijah Saunders. Nicest kid ever, Tony. He's just a sophomore. What is he, 20 years old, maybe?
Scraby
asked him this down-to-earth this question, and Elijah took about a three-minute pause.
Here's what I asked him.
And then went... Wow, I've never been asked that before. That what did you ask thing. Him? I forgot.
I said, when it's all said and done, your Aztec career is over. What is the one word you want people to describe you as? And he was like, then I realized I put him on the spot. But he had a good answer. He said winner. Yeah. And I thought that was a good answer.
He did come up with, he saved you.
That's something. Yeah, he did, because that's something you typically wait until you're like a junior or junior getting ready to be drafted, or a senior, you know, where he's had some time to kind of look. He probably is like, man, I don't plan on being gone anytime soon.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that yet. When you look back on your life, Elijah, what are you going to remember the most?
That question on that show from years ago.
Scraby has 20. been in great form all day long. All right, Tony.
Oh, wait, has Tony ever heard of a psychic vampire before?
Tony?
I think he's a little bit behind right now.
No, I have not.
Well, Chris is a psychic vampire because basically it's just a person that sucks the life out of you. So Chris is a psychic vampire.
Tony, if you don't get back soon, we're going to be starting to throw punches in the studio. So you're going to have to come back.
Yes. Thank you, Tony, for checking in.
Thanks for checking in. Enjoy the call tonight. Best of luck. Hopefully we'll talk to you after the game sometime tomorrow's show.
All right, fellas.
Thanks, Tony. There he is. Yeah, he's on a little delay. But, I mean, he is halfway around the world. So what do you expect? Tony Gwynn Jr. there in Seoul, South Korea. We got a Big Five coming up here. We got Wagner leading Howard. I believe it's, 38-27 halftime in the first NCAA play-in game. Mark Gwynn and Chris coming up. Why are you going to interrupt me again?
Nope.
You're going to try.
Nope.
Calling us, getting in here from South Korea. I'd say we'll try to catch up with them after the game tomorrow, but, well, maybe tomorrow, because they play two games, right? So maybe we can get them tomorrow morning before the second game. Yes. I said possibly. I know.
I'm just thinking.
It's not easy to, you know, it's not easy to hook up with them. It's early in the morning there.
I think they're also moving out of their rooms.
Halfway across the world, so we'll see what happens. But hopefully we can get more insight from Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm kind of, you know, jealous.
Wait.
Because he knows the lineup.
Oh,
and I don't.
That about him being in Korea.
No, I'm not jealous about that.
Well, I think we know that Graham Pauly is.
Maybe Graham Pauly's the guy at third base. He didn't say that.
He didn't.
He just said that Graham Pauly was grinning because he knows he's made the team.
By the way, what an elevator to get on. Tony Gwynn Jr., Mike Schilt, Graham Pauly, others.
Yeah.
That would be a nice elevator to get on.
Yeah. What would you say?
Excuse me?
Hey, guys, what's the meaning of life?
Okay, are we going to go back to this?
What do you guys think of the UAB Dragons?
People think that you're making fun of me, and I just want to tell them that if he said that, I would be doing the same.
Oh, God.
So
you would be all over me.
Yeah.
For sure. We got the Big Five coming up shortly. As I said, halftime of the very first NCAA tournament game. It is the play-in game between Wagner and Howard. Wagner 38, Howard 27. Halftime later tonight, Colorado State against Virginia.
Against?
Yeah, I like to throw I like to throw the Canadian version of that word in sometimes.
That was funny.
All right. What else? Anything?
No.
You got Jimmy Garoppolo in the Big Five?
I do not. I don't really care about Jimmy G anymore.
Don't care about him anymore?
No.
Well, he spoke today about his two-game ban for the NFL's performance-enhancing substances.
What'd he say, Chris?
He said he messed up.
Oh, okay.
Messed up.
There you go.
Finally, somebody just admits that they messed up.
I thought he was going to say, you know, I didn't know what was in my pills.
Yeah. Garoppolo is the new backup to Matthew Stafford with the Rams now, but not for the first two games he won't be.
What are they going to do?
The Rams? Oh, my God. I don't know what Sean McVay will have to come up with something.
Wow. Isn't it crazy how far Jimmy G has fallen? He was the starting quarterback of the 49ers 2 years ago. Now he can't even really find a team.
It doesn't take long.
Also, I've been reading a lot about how he's treated teams and stuff. And I guess during the offseason, he's a very, very difficult guy to get a hold of if you need something from him. If you need to, like, hey, we're shipping you a new playbook.
Jimmy G?
Yeah.
He's off the grid?
He's off the grid. He's very difficult to get a hold of. And that's what the Raiders didn't like about him. And that's what the 49ers didn't like about him. Which I guess you don't necessarily need to be waiting for your work to call you, but you should probably call them back.
If you're having a tough day, could be tougher. This story you told me earlier, I just got to throw it out. Tennis player Aryna Sabalenka, number two in the world. And they found out today the death of her boyfriend, a former pro hockey player from Belarus. His death is now being ruled an apparent suicide.
That's
42 funny. Years old.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
That's so sad. Ugh, stand that.
That is a huge bummer.
And I mean, he dies. She then I'll live on with that memory.
Yeah.
So difficult.
It is. It's
so all it's, the best to Sabalenka and the family of that young man, Koltsov.
It's a very
boyfriend's name.
I encountered some suicide that hit close to my life recently. It wasn't anybody that I really knew, but still, it's a very selfish thing.
because you leave everybody else hurting.
Yeah.
And you leave everybody else questioning themselves.
Yeah. You also wonder what kind of pain somebody has to be in.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we've said this so many times on this show, if you're struggling with anything, get help.
Yeah.
It's available out there.
100%.
All right. Let's check traffic and then get to today's Big Five.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Soapy Joe's. Several problems in the North County. Got a stalled vehicle on the South 5 coastline just past the racetrack. Looks like that is blocking the HOV lane. On northbound side, just before the 78, there is a collision involving a couple vehicles. Got the right lane blocked. And northbound 15 transitioning to westbound 78. Collision involving several vehicles. That is blocking the left lane of that connector ramp. Chief Bubble Officer Tony Wynn Jr. offers some exciting news. Soapy Joe's newest location is now open on Cuyamaca Street in Santee. Come and join the Wash Club to get unlimited washes. Come drive in today at the all-new Soapy Joe's on Cuyamaca in Santee. Soapy Joe's is good, clean fun. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, everybody, just get ready, because this is going to be a carryover with our segment with Tony earlier. It's okay. I'm not mad at the carryover today. It was for a good reason. Tune in to 97.3 The Fan tomorrow and Thursday as Soapy Joe's presents the games from Seoul, South Korea. Listen to Jesse Agler and Soapy Joe's Chief Bubble Officer Tony Gwynn Jr. call the action. Soapy Joe's is also the official sponsor of our Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. at 7 Mile Casino. It's all brought to you by Soapy Joe's Car Wash. Good, clean, fun. One of the things I need to do is when I need directions, just ask the people. Because
everybody and their mother's telling you how to get to 7 Mile Casino.
And it's
now.
Great. Now I will not need to put it into my GPS, and I'm not kidding. So thank you to everybody.
5 Freeway, get off at E Street. It's right there on the frontage road to the freeway.
Chris really is priding himself on these directions.
That's how to get there. We'll see you at 3 a.m.
Junior asks, what are the responsibilities of a chief bubble officer? No idea. Just make bubbles?
Just to have your picture splattered all
everywhere.
Over the walls. at Soapy Joe's Car Wash.
Number 5. Whoops.
Tony's everywhere.
Yes, he is everywhere.
Yeah. But,
all right, here we go into the Big 5. The Padres have made it a little easier for you all to watch the Padres this season, even if you don't want to sign up for another streaming service. 10 News is reporting that a satellite or cable option to watch the Padres will be available by March 28th. They did not announce anything today, but they are going to announce it soon. And if you would like to pay the team directly, you can pay $99.99 for the season to subscribe to Padres.tv. So, Chris, you're up first on this one. Is $99.99 a fair price for a full season of baseball? Oh, my gosh. That scared me.
Sorry.
It scared me.
I hate this. You know me. I just hate it.
But how much do you pay? Honestly, I'm asking honestly. How much do you pay for your sports package?
Yeah, my cable sports package that I get. I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what we pay. I just want to watch games on television. I want it to be on my cable service. I want to hit a channel on my TV and have the game come up. I don't want to have to stream it. I don't want to have to keep paying extra for it. But I know this is where it's going.
Yeah.
And I can't stop it. I'm powerless. It's like a dam has burst now. And every team and every sport thinks they can make tons more money by making us pay money to stream their games.
I will say that this was not the Padres' idea. It was kind of forced on them because
I'm not blaming the Padres.
Got the heck out of here.
I know. I'm not blaming the Padres. This is where it's all headed. Padres are just playing the game that everyone else is playing. So based on all of that knowledge, $99 for 160 games doesn't seem too bad.
62.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I guess 160. And by the way, I read on that 10 News article that the blackout is going to be lifted for ESPN and the games being televised.
Well,
the Padres
it's high time they finally do that.
Yes. Yeah. Is $99.99 a fair price for a full season of baseball, Mr. Scraby?
It's 50 cents a game.
It is.
If you look at it that way.
And you know what? I don't mind this because it may one day, you may be able to get rid of your sports package. You may be able to get rid of your cable. I know Chris doesn't want to, and that's fine. It's personal preference. But it may actually end up saving you money in the long run of things. I don't know. I haven't broken down the financial stuff. Yeah. But
I don't care what it costs. I don't want to cut the cord. And every time
you're not going to have to.
Huh?
You're not going to have to.
No, eventually I will.
Eventually, yes.
Everything will be streamed. There'll be nothing on cable.
Yes.
But until then, I'm paying money to be do it the old-fashioned way.
With give me round ears?
Not really a fan of those.
But. All right. Well, we know where you're at. We know where I'm at. And if you have any questions about TV, go to 10
News.
Well,
let me ask you this. Like, go next to 10 News. Next Thursday's game. Opening day.
Yes.
Is it on television anywhere? Or do I have to go to Padres.tv and pay money for it?
No, no, no.
I don't know.
No,
I don't even know what's going on.
You're
going
to be able to watch just like you did last year if you already subscribe to it.
If I subscribe to what?
Well,
I don't subscribe to Padre Baseball. No. I subscribe to Spectrum Cable.
Exactly. And so on Sunday night when they were playing...
the ESPN game?
No. They were... It was a locally televised game when they were playing the exhibition on Sunday night and Dylan Cease pitched, and it was on the Padres channel.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
So, all right. Anyway, don't ask me, please. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask 10 News.
You probably get that question more than any other from people. They all want to know what the TV package stuff is with the Padres. We are not involved. We just are like you. We report what we see.
And I don't want to say that I'm mad at the questions, but... I'm a radio guy. I have nothing to do with TV. And I try so hard to like be nice back. But then when they say, well, you're on the radio, you should know. It's like, what? No. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is just Matt Scraby problems over here.
It's being a celebrity type person problem.
Oh. So
that comes with the supposed knowledge of everything.
Please don't put me in the celebrity bracket because I am not. I mean, did you hear what I asked the guy earlier?
Number four.
Evan is his name. I was thinking about that. With the hit of the Netflix show Quarterback last year.
Wait a minute. This is only number four?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
With the hit of the Netflix show Quarterback last year, they are doing it again, but this time with wide receivers. So they're going to call it, man, they're really cracking the old noodle here, Chris. They're going to call it Receiver is the title of the show.
How about Diva?
Diva's a good one.
Maybe a better name for it.
Well, it's going to follow the lives and routines of a number of high-profile pass catchers from around the NFL. There's two 49ers on the list, George Kittle and Debo Samuel. Then you have Vikings' Justin Jefferson. You have Raiders' Devontae Adams. And you got Detroit Lions' Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're all going to be featured in the show.
It's only by happenstance that I yawned while you were saying that.
Okay.
I just want people on the stream to realize I did not yawn because I'm bored of the notion of this reality TV.
Yeah.
But it is kind of ironic because I am starting to get a little bored of this notion of reality TV.
But you loved this show last time.
I did. I liked it. I thought it was fresh. I thought it was new. I thought it was, you know, entertaining. It was something I did not really get or, you know, before. But now that I've gotten it, I don't need it again. I don't need it over and over and over
again.
I still like Hard Knocks because it's a little different team. This year, of course, it happened to be the Dolphins, so I had more interest than normal. I guess this is a little bit of old man in the lawn stuff. Are we ever going to... Is it too late to put any toothpaste back in the tube?
Yes.
Because we're getting to the point now, Scraby, where we have to film and make a television show out of everything.
I do think we've gone overboard. I do.
Right?
I do. Because you can watch the Colts full season, you can watch the Cardinals full season, you can watch the Dolphins full season, and then you can
so
go to like
much.
49ers.com and watch their own version of those shows.
Yeah. And now you can do wide receivers and quarterbacks and
the one thing
baseball's
is,
doing one this year on the Red Sox. And,
true. I didn't.
The SEC Network was doing one on women's college basketball. I mean, it's fun, but I just wonder where it's all going to stop, and I guess the answer is it's not.
When people stop watching. But yeah. I just want to point out, George Kittle's a tight end, not a wide receiver. So,
well, but the show's called Receivers.
Yes, I know.
So
receiver.
A receiver.
But they do, I will say, they got some big names for this show. Justin Jefferson's huge. Amon-Ra St. Brown is huge. Davante Adams, Deebo Samuel, yeah. George Kittle, huge. All right, so we got more Big Five when we get back, and we're going to talk about Justin Fields and a teammate's reaction to him being traded. Anthony Edwards, his dunk. Also, John Rahm has selected his dinner for the Masters, one of my favorite topics of the year. So we'll also go over that when
we get back. Oh, my goodness. If you are ever thinking of changing the channel, now is not the time.
Not the time on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Calling us, getting in here from South Korea. I said we'll try to catch up with them after the game tomorrow, but, well, maybe tomorrow because they play two games, right? So maybe we can get them tomorrow morning.
Possibly.
Before the second game.
Yes.
I said possibly. I know.
I'm just thinking.
It's not easy to, you know, it's not easy to hook up with them. It's early in the morning there.
I think they're also moving out of their rooms.
Halfway across the world. So we'll see what happens. But hopefully we can get more insight from Tony Gwynn Jr. I'm kind of, you know, jealous.
Wait.
Because he knows the lineup.
Oh,
and I don't.
That about him being in Korea.
No, I'm not jealous about that.
Well, I think we know that Graham Pauly is.
Maybe Graham Pauly's the guy at third base. He didn't say that.
He didn't.
He just
didn't.
Said that Graham Pauly was grinning because he knows he's made the team.
By the way, what an elevator to get on. Tony Gwynn Jr., Mike Schilt, Graham Pauly, others.
Yeah.
That would be a nice elevator to get on.
Yeah. What would you say?
Excuse me?
Hey, guys, what's the meaning of life?
Okay, are we going to go back to this?
What do you guys think of the UAB Dragons?
People think that you're making fun of me, and I just want to tell them that if he said that, I would be doing the same.
Oh, God.
So
you would be all over me.
Yeah.
For sure. We got the Big Five coming up shortly. As I said, halftime of the very first NCAA tournament game. It is the play-in game between Wagner and Howard. Wagner 38, Howard 27. Halftime later tonight, Colorado State against Virginia.
Against?
Yeah, I like to throw
funny.
The I like to throw the Canadian version of that word in sometimes.
That was funny.
All right. What else? Anything?
No.
You got Jimmy Garoppolo in the Big Five?
I do not. I don't really care about Jimmy G anymore.
Don't care about him anymore?
No.
Well, he spoke today about his two-game ban for the NFL's performance-enhancing substances.
What'd he say, Chris?
He said he messed up.
Oh, okay.
He messed up.
There you go.
Finally, somebody just admits that they messed up.
I thought he was going to say, you know, I didn't know what was in my pills.
Yeah. Garoppolo is the new backup to Matthew Stafford. With the Rams now, but not for the first two games, he won't be.
What are they going to do?
The Rams? Oh, my God. I don't know what Sean McVay will have to come up with something.
Wow. Isn't it crazy how far Jimmy G has fallen? He was the starting quarterback of the 49ers 2 years ago. Now he can't even really find a team.
It doesn't take long.
Also, I've been reading a lot about how he's treated teams and stuff. And I guess during the offseason, he's a very, very difficult guy to get a hold of if you need something from him. If you need to, like, hey, we're shipping you a new playbook.
Jimmy G?
Yeah.
He's off the grid?
He's off the grid. He's very difficult to get a hold of. And that's what the Raiders didn't like about him. And that's what the 49ers didn't like about him. Which I guess you don't necessarily need to be waiting for your work to call you, but you should probably call them back.
If you're having a tough day, could be tougher. This story you told me earlier, I just got to throw it out. Tennis player Aryna Sabalenka, number two in the world. And they found out today the death of her boyfriend, a former pro hockey player from Belarus. His death is now being ruled an apparent suicide. That's 42 right. years old.
Yeah, that's about
That's
right.
so sad. Ugh. Stand that.
That is a huge bummer.
And I mean, he dies. She then I'll live on with that memory.
Yeah.
So difficult.
It is. It's
so all it's, the best to Sabalenka yeah. and the family of that young man, Koltsov.
It's a very
her boyfriend's name.
I encountered some suicide that hit close to my life recently. It wasn't anybody that I really knew, but still, it's a very selfish thing because you leave everybody else hurting.
Yeah.
And you leave everybody else questioning themselves.
Yeah. You also wonder what kind of pain somebody has to be in.
Yeah.
And, you know, as we've said this so many times on this show, if you're struggling with anything, get help.
Yeah.
It's available out there.
100%.
All right. Let's check traffic and then get to today's Big Five.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Soapy Joe's. Several problems in the North County. Got a stalled vehicle on the South 5 coastline just past the racetrack. Looks like that is blocking the HOV lane. On northbound side, just before the 78, there is a collision involving a couple vehicles. Got the right lane blocked. And northbound 15, transition to westbound 78. Collision involving several vehicles. That is blocking the left lane of that connector ramp. Chief Bubble Officer Tony Wynn Jr. offers some exciting news. Soapy Joe's newest location is now open on Cuyamaca Street in Santee. Come and join the Wash Club to get unlimited washes. Come drive in today at the all-new Soapy Joe's on Cuyamaca in Santee. Soapy Joe's is good, clean fun. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwen and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only...
Oh, my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Well, everybody, just get ready, because this is going to be a carryover with our segment with Tony earlier. It's okay. I'm not mad at the carryover today. It was for a good reason. Tune in to 97.3 The Fan tomorrow and Thursday as Soapy Joe's presents the games from Seoul, South Korea. Listen to Jesse Agler and Soapy Joe's Chief Bubble Officer Tony Gwynn Jr. call the action. Soapy Joe's is also the official sponsor of our Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party tomorrow morning at 3 a.m. at 7 Mile Casino. It's all brought to you by Soapy Joe's Car Wash. Good, clean, fun. One of the things I need to do is when I need directions, just ask the people. Because
everybody and their mother's telling you how to get to 7 Mile Casino
and it's
now.
It's great. Now I will not need to put it into my GPS, and I'm not kidding. So thank you to everybody.
5 Freeway, get off at E Street. It's right there on the frontage road to the freeway.
Chris really is priding himself on these directions.
That's how to get there. We'll All see right. you at 3 a.m.
Junior asks, what are the responsibilities of a chief bubble officer? No idea. Just make bubbles?
Just to have your picture splattered all
everywhere.
Over the walls. at Soapy Joe's Car Wash.
Number five.
Tony's everywhere.
Yes, he is everywhere.
Yeah. But,
all right, here we go into the Big Five. The Padres have made it a little easier for you all to watch the Padres this season, even if you don't want to sign up for another streaming service. 10 News is reporting that a satellite or cable option to watch the Padres will be available by March 28th. They did not announce anything today, but they are going to announce it soon. And if you would like to pay the team directly, you can pay $99.99 for the season to subscribe to Padres.tv. So, Chris, you're up first on this one. Is $99.99 a fair price for a full season of baseball? Oh, my gosh. That scared me.
Sorry.
It scared me.
I hate this. You know me. I just hate it.
But how much do you pay? Honestly, I'm asking honestly. How much do you pay for your sports package?
Yeah, my cable sports package that I get Padre. I don't know. That's a good question.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what we pay. I just want to watch games on television. I want it to be on my cable service. I want to hit a channel on my TV and have the game come up. I don't have to stream it. I don't have to keep paying extra for it. But I know this is where it's going.
Yeah.
And I can't stop it. I'm powerless. It's like a dam has burst now. And every team and every sport thinks they can make tons more money
well,
by making us pay money to stream their games.
I will say that this was not a, the Padres' idea. It was kind of forced on them because
I'm not Valley blaming sports the Padres.
Got the heck out of here.
I know. I'm not blaming the Padres. This is where it's all headed. Padres are just playing the game that everyone else is playing. So based on all of that knowledge, $99 for 160 games doesn't seem too bad.
62.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I guess 160. And by the way, I read on that 10 News article that the blackout is going to be lifted for ESPN and the games being televised.
Well,
the
Padres it's and Padres. High time they finally do that.
Yes. Yeah. Is $99.99 a fair price for a full season of baseball, Mr. Scraby?
It's 50 cents a game.
It is.
If you look at it that way.
And you know what? I don't mind this because it may one day... You may be able to get rid of your sports package. You may be able to get rid of your cable. I know Chris doesn't want to, and that's fine. It's personal preference. But it may actually end up saving you money in the long run of things. I don't know. I haven't broken down the financial stuff. Yeah. But
I don't care what it costs. I don't want to cut the cord. And every time
you're not going to have to.
Huh?
You're not going to have to.
No, eventually I will.
Eventually, yes.
Everything will be streamed. There'll be nothing on cable.
Yes.
But until then, I'm paying money to be do it the old-fashioned way.
Give With me rabbit ears?
Not really a fan of those.
But. All right. Well, we know where you're at. We know where I'm at. And if you have any questions about TV, go to 10
News.
Well,
let me ask you this. Like, go next to 10 News. Next Thursday's game. Opening day.
Yes.
Is it on television? Anywhere? Or do I have to go to Padres.tv and pay money for it?
No, no, no.
I don't know.
No,
I don't even know what's going on.
You're going to be able to watch just like you did last year if you already subscribe to it.
If I subscribe to what?
Well,
I don't subscribe to Padre Baseball. No. I subscribe to Spectrum Cable.
Exactly. And so on Sunday night when they were playing... I can't remember.
ESPN game?
No. They were... It was a locally televised game when they were playing the exhibition on Sunday night and Dylan Cease pitched, and it was on the Padres channel.
It was?
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
So, all right. Anyway, don't ask me, please. I don't know.
Yeah.
Ask 10 News.
You probably get that question more than any other from people. They all want to know what the TV package stuff is with the Padres. We are not involved. We just... are like you. We report what we see.
And I don't want to say that I'm mad at the questions, but I'm a radio guy. I have nothing to do with TV. And I try so hard to like be nice back, but then when they say, well, you're on the radio, you should know. It's like, what? No. Anyway.
Yeah.
This is just Matt Scraby problems over here.
It's being a celebrity type person problem.
Oh. So
that comes with the supposed knowledge of everything.
Please don't put me in the celebrity bracket because I am not. I mean, did you hear what I asked the guy earlier?
Number four.
Evan is his name. I was thinking about that. With the hit of the Netflix show Quarterback last year.
Wait a minute, this is only number four?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
With the hit of the Netflix show Quarterback last year, they are doing it again, but this time with wide receivers. So they're going to call it, man, they're really cracking the old noodle here, Chris. They're going to call it Receiver is the title of the show.
How about Diva?
Diva's a good one.
Maybe a better name for it.
Well, it's going to follow the lives and routines of a number of high-profile pass catchers from around the NFL. There's two 49ers on the list, George Kittle and Debo Samuel. Then you have Vikings' Justin Jefferson. You have Raiders' Devontae Adams. And you got Detroit Lions' Amon-Ra St. Brown. They're all going to be featured in the show.
It's only by happenstance that I yawned while you were saying that.
Okay.
I just want people on the stream to realize I did not yawn because I'm bored of the notion of this reality TV.
Yeah.
But it is kind of ironic because I am starting to get a little bored of this notion of reality TV.
But you loved this show last time.
I did. I liked it. I thought it was fresh. I thought it was new. I thought it was, entertaining. It was something I did not really get before. But now that I've gotten it, I don't need it again. I don't need it over and over and over again. I still like Hard Knocks because it's a little different team. This year, of course, it happened to be the Dolphins, so I had more interest than normal. I guess this is a little bit of old man in the lawn stuff. Are we ever going to... Is it too late to put any toothpaste back in the tube?
Yes.
Because we're getting to the point now, Scraby, where we have to film and make a television show out of everything.
I do think we've gone overboard. I do.
Right?
I do. Because you can watch the Colts full season, you can watch the Cardinals full season, you can watch the Dolphins full season, and then you can
so
go to like
much.
49ers.com and watch their own version of those shows.
Yeah. And now you can do wide receivers and quarterbacks, and
the one thing
baseball's
is,
doing one this year on the Red Sox. And,
true, I didn't.
The SEC Network was doing one on women's college basketball. I mean, it's fun, but I just wonder where it's all going to stop, and I guess the answer is it's not.
When people stop watching. But yeah. I just want to point out, George Kittle's a tight end, not a wide receiver. So,
well, but the show's called Receivers.
Yes, I know.
So
Receiver.
A receiver.
But they do, I will say, they got some big names for this show. Justin Jefferson's huge. Amon-Ra St. Brown is huge. Davante Adams, Deebo Samuel, yeah. George Kittle, huge. All right, so we got more Big Five when we get back, and we're going to talk about Justin Fields and a teammate's reaction to him being traded. Anthony Edwards, his dunk. Also, John Rahm has selected his dinner for the Masters, one of my favorite topics of the year. So we'll also go over that when we get back.
Oh, my goodness. If you are ever thinking of changing the channel, now is not the time.
Not the time on 97.3 The Fan.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.